Celene Sousa of Baringa, Brazil, had only seen snow in pictures until she came to Eagle Crest. It's summer south of the equator when it's winter in North America, and Celene wanted a summer job in the U.S. Her criteria?
Snow, because I had never seen it before, and with no Brazilians and no Spanish-speaking people.
She landed at Eagle Crest in the winter of 2007 and 08. She's been back three times and recommends it to her Brazilian friends. She is multilingual and wanted to work in the Eagle Crest rental and sundry shop where she could practice her English and get to know the guests. The shop this winter was a stopping point even for those with nothing to buy. That's been the history of the Eagle Crest program, says former ski area manager Kirk Duncan. Over the years, he hired students from Brazil, Peru, Argentina, and Chile.
We have a lot of jobs that are relatively low skill, and we're really hiring for personality. And these kids have got a ton of personality.
Duncan is now CBJ Public Works Director, but the J-1 Visa Visitor Exchange Program is still a source for Eagle Crest employees. The program is regulated by the U.S. State Department. To qualify, participants must be college students, proficient in English, carry basic medical insurance, and pay their own fees. They're usually in the country about 3 months. Duncan says it's very popular at large U.S. ski areas, but the Eagle Crest experience is more like hometown America.
What makes Juneau unique versus Aspen or Vail or some of the bigger resorts is that they don't ever get to see America. Juneau is just great for college kids really understanding what Americans are all about.
Celene would agree. She embraced Juneau during her three winters here. Her host family this season, Marcus and Teresa Zimmerman, call her the social butterfly. Celene's student visa expires this week, and she's already on her way back to Brazil. Kayla Delmaso returned to Peru in late March, where she is finishing a bachelor's degree in tourism. Like Celene, Kayla embraced the snow and skiing.
It was great, because in Peru we don't have ski areas.
Kayla worked at Eagle Crest for two seasons, a first as a lift operator.
It was hard, because the weather is very different from my country.
This winter, Kayla moved indoors and was a cashier in the Eagle Crest Grill, where she could practice her English. Though she's taught English in Peru, she says it's just different in America.
It's kind of difficult because the language is not the same, so sometimes it's kind of hard to understand.
Most years, the foreign students have been lift operators, generally known to Eagle Crest skiers and boarders by their colorful hand-knit hats. Marcus Zimmerman is Eagle Crest lift supervisor. He says lift operators are often hard positions to fill with local employees, and the South American students bring a very good work ethic.
They're here to work. They're here to experience the culture, so that they're very dedicated.
The J-1 visa brings students to America year-round, and some come to Juneau for summer tourism jobs. The hiring process for the U.S. winter season begins in June. Eagle Crest uses the Council on International Educational Exchange, or CIEE, which operates study and work programs for youth in 33 countries. Zimmerman says CIEE handles the application and visa process.
They do have background checks done on them. The stuff that's on our end is more providing information for the students as to what the jobs entail.
There are drawbacks. Government policies change, students' summer vacation times may not conform to the Eagle Crest season, and this year only three foreign students worked at the mountain, from a high of 10 in past years. Zimmerman says the ski area also has had better luck lately in hiring locally for the outdoor lift jobs. Many of the foreign students like to come to Juneau for the Alaskan experience. The jobs are not glamorous, nor are the wages. The students pay their own way from their home country. They find their own housing, and they earn from $9 to $12 an hour. Eagle Crest provides transportation to and from the mountain. If they work at least 2 days a week, employees are eligible for a lift pass and a few other perks. Celene says she knew she wouldn't make a lot of money. It's the people she met and the friends she made that shaped her experience.
Everyone that I've met here has been so amazing to me. I can honestly say that I have a family here in Juneau.
She recently completed her bachelor's degree in law, a 5-year program in Brazil, and she's already passed the Brazilian bar. While she's no longer able to use the J-1 visa to work here, she is sure she will return to Juneau someday.
I would live here if I could.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.